Executive Director Dash Mortensen from Anthology Senior Living. We've had Dash on in the past.
Yes,
he just reminded us, though, Brad, how long it actually was. And I'm beside myself going, I can't believe it's been that long. But
long
it has
time.
Been.
Yep, fine.
But he's been busy.
5 months. It seemed much warmer the last time I was here.
Yeah, it was a lot warmer. It was a lot warmer just a couple of weeks ago, actually, Dash. But you know what? Maybe it seems like not as long because we were at the Anthology open house about a month ago, right?
It was unbelievable.
Good. I was so happy that you guys had a chance to come. What did you think?
What did I think? Well, we got home very, very late.
Good,
because,
good.
You know something? And what you've done is put something out there that people are going to flock to.
Oh, my goodness.
They already have in many instances, but they're going to do it again. It's fabulous,
Dash,
I think.
You asked me what I think. I got to tell you, when I came home, my wife asked me the same question, and I go, well, I know where I want to go. I don't know if I can afford it, but I tell you, this is where I want to go. And I also told other people, you know, friends, family, just in conversation. And I said, did you ever hear of this place, Anthology Senior Living? I actually brought you up. I initiated this because I am fascinated by Anthology Senior Living, that I almost seem to be... indirectly, of course, this is not prompted by anybody, but I'm just so impressed that you've turned me into a surrogate. An ambassador, maybe, is a better terminology. I have told so many people about this that...
Oh.
And actually, one of the things I would say, Brad, is I'm not old enough to be there. Forget about age. I'd go there now.
That's what I'm saying. It's
see you in the golf simulator.
It's incredible.
Oh, my. Remember that?
I was... I think the grand opening was just a perfect example of really the vision behind Anthology. You know, having been in senior living for about a decade, I've done numerous grand opening events before.
Yeah, but I'm sorry, this was...
Just the level from just the food, the presentation, all the way up, it exceeded all of my expectations. And I had really high expectations, and I sat there. I know you guys left pretty late. I don't even want to tell you what time I left.
Oh, is that right?
I wasn't cleaning up or anything, believe you me. I took my shoes off and just relaxed for a little bit. But I sat there and I was almost taken back in the moment. Like, wow, like this is it. Like, that was amazing. And then I really kind of snapped back to reality. I'm like, you know what? This is merely just the beginning. You know, this is really our day one.
I can imagine what it's going to end up. Oh, what it's going to be. Tremendous.
Just to kind of give the listeners a little bit of a taste of this, before we get into what you served, which was beyond impressive, this is a facility that is independent living, really. I mean, I would imagine that there's different degrees of assistance in assisted living. But there's a lot of independence there, and that's the first thing that struck me, is I was talking to a person who lives there that I didn't even know lived there. Because I'm thinking in my mind going into this. Now, understand something. I'm going into this blind, okay? That assisted living, you're helping the elderly up and down and in and out. I'm talking to some guy. I mean, it obviously fits in the age of the parameters to be living in Anthology. And he's about as mobile as you can be. He's got a sense of humor. He was talking about everything. And I'm like, this guy resides here. I mean, he seemed like a young whippersnapper. You've got a Starbucks there. You got like two bars. One is like a game room. You've got this golf simulator. Where
that's unbelievable.
That's
unbelievable.
Top three favorite things about the community, right there.
There it is.
A game room, an art room, right? The arts and crafts, I think, is
yes.
More the room. I left there going, I can't believe a place like this actually exists. I mean, you could on a cold, stormy winter's night when you don't want to leave, you can still head to the bar.
That's right.
And talk to other residents that whom you may never have met before, or your old pal on another floor, you know, that I'll meet you at the bar, and you don't have to leave the venue.
Who was the name, and I had because I was talking to so many, as my partner was here, who was the one that was with us a lot and was talking?
Oh, Renee?
Yes. Renee.
Yes.
That's
Renee.
Oh, Renee. Renee is one of my directors of sales.
Oh, I don't forget Renee.
Oh, she's an absolute sweetheart. Her and Stephanie Deshane, they as a sales force are something to be reckoned with. And the passion, I remember it was 5 months ago when we talked about, you don't have to have passion to do this for a living.
Sure.
And when you talk with them for just a moment or two, you see that passion just come through. They come in and they're excited because it's like they want to show these amenities off.
Yeah. I can't blame them. I would too.
Right. We have a very, a community that's designed for a very independent resident, just in terms of just sheer amenities. But one of the big differences is you can live an absolutely independent lifestyle, but if and when you need some sort of assistance, nothing changes. The only thing that changes is we have a little bit of extra support around you to really maintain people living that lifestyle that they really want to live and deserve.
Oh, my goodness. It's the choices, Brad. For me, it's about the options of the plethora of things that you can do. You can stay in your room if you want. No one's going to make you go out and get involved. But I'll tell you, I'd be hard-pressed to find anybody who, after a couple of weeks, just didn't look at it and go, all right, enough of the confines of my own quarters here. I'm going out to... And by the way, I when I say my own quarters, these are like full... like two-bedroom, really, like apartments.
Yeah. Couldn't get over it.
No, they're by far the largest that I've seen in senior living.
Yeah, me too.
I think the finishes are just... So when I first started, it was just construction. So it was just wood framing and, hard hats. That was my day. And I was told that we're going to have some blue cabinets and gray floors. And in my mind, I could not picture how that was going to look nice. But apparently, I'm not in design, so I don't know what I'm talking about. So when I saw like our first model when they set it up for me, I was blown away because it's such a classic look. Very modern, but then again, it would also appeal to somebody who's a little bit more eclectic.
Yeah.
But we have some of our two bedroom, two baths that are 1,100 almost 1,200 square feet. I mean, I would. This is more than enough space for me.
Two bath. Imagine that. You don't find senior living. Brad. That's just that's incredible.
I know.
And let me tell you something. It takes. I don't want to overstate it, but it takes a lot to kind of blow me away. I've been very fortunate. I've seen a lot. I've toured a lot of facilities. I don't know if you are aware, but I was in the legislature for 4 years. Yep. But not only that, I served all 4 of my years on Human Services Committee, and I was the ranking member. I actually had a leadership in the Aging Committee.
Really?
Okay. Oh, yeah. In fact, I was very instrumental about calling a special session for the Medicare Savings Program, Plan B. That, for some reason, got eliminated in then-Governor Malloy's budget. Totally eliminated. And every state legislature, House, Senate, Republican, Democrat, everybody was hearing from their constituents, get this back. And as ranking member, I have a leadership role in the Aging Committee. And I went to the chair, and I'm like, we got to call. I mean, we got to lobby our leadership. We got to get a special session in, because the session was already over. So, and I don't want to take credit. I didn't do this solely. Like I said, I worked with Representative Joe Serra as the chair, and he and I were largely instrumental of getting that reinstated. But I digress. I apologize. But I've toured a lot of facilities, is my point here. And that, my friend, Dash, blew me away. We were talking a moment ago about the golf simulator. So just to kind of bring everybody up to date on this, Dash and had you and I and Damon Scott, right?
Yes.
Damon was with us as well.
We were
all using this golf. Now, I'm a lefty. Now, obviously, I write righty. For all intents and purposes, I'm a righty. But if I were to play baseball or golf, because you're holding some, I'm actually turned into a lefty for some reason. But all the clubs that were there, I mean, you do have lefty clubs, but for some reason that night, we're all for righties. So I'm taking this club. Okay, that's not even designed for a lefty, but I use it as it, and boom, I'm like, never take me to the golf course. Thank God it was only a simulator, because I think you would have been yelling, four!
Yep.
You know?
I definitely own that not having left-handed golf clubs there, only because I heard we had a few very solid left-handed golfers, and I wanted to be winning every time, so I'm like, I won't get those. We'll wait.
Let's talk really quickly about food, and then I got a couple other questions for you. The food that we had there, okay, we had lobster rolls, jumbo. I mean, when you say jumbo,
and
these were
and that
giant.
That lady, she was the one that brought it over, and I said, I don't believe.
Oh, Renee, she took real good care of us.
I said, my God, I'll put a tent outside and just continue to eat.
Yep.
I mean,
Renee took real good care of us.
Unbelievable.
Good. We love her.
I always say being the executive director during a grand opening party is almost like attending your own wedding, where it's like your biggest focus is let's make sure everybody is having a great time. Full disclosure, by the end of the evening, I had eaten a total of 2 macaroons and 3 cups of coffee. However, I was fortunate enough to assist our sister community in Farmington during their grand opening, and I will admit I ate a lot of food. I had seen the initial menu, and I was a former dining guy, you know, early on in my career, and I always want to elevate kind of each step of the way. So it's like, saw some items, which I'm like, okay, there's some wiggle room here to improve. And when the dining services team sat down to review the menu, just listening to them say, no, this is not going to work. Yeah. We need to go big. I was just like so excited.
Oh, yeah. This was like go big or go home.
Oh, it was amazing.
It was big.
When I saw the lobster order come in, I was just like, oh
my God.
I was like, here we go, gentlemen.
Yeah. Right? Brad and I, desserts, the desserts, I am just... You said it yourself, the amenities. All right,
fabulous.
So I got a few questions that I've got to make sure that I ask these to you while you're here. You know, listen, winter weather and senior safety. That's the first thing that comes to my mind. This time of year, icy. We just had a big ice storm. And let's face it, seniors, you know, they're more prone. They're more vulnerable. Any advice?
Absolutely. I think... all of us living here in Connecticut, we know the joys of Connecticut winters and some of the things we have to deal with. And I think we often forget it's, you know, when things are challenging for us, is that, you know, wake up, have to go to work, and you got a foot of snow on the driveway, and car's cold, and, you know, we all remember that storm we had a few years back in October that knocked out power for like a week. All those challenges that we face... now put yourself in the shoes of a senior, and that gets exponentially worse.
Yeah,
and things become incredibly dangerous, to be honest. I would say one of the best things that people could do if their friends, parents, loved ones are seniors, maybe living on their own, is get prepared early. Don't wait for the event to happen to figure out a plan. It's like, know what your plan is going into the winter.
Yeah.
Make sure, you know, if the loved one's living alone, have them set up with some sort of plow company so they can get out of their driveway. And to be honest, it's black ice is it's a killer, to be honest.
It is.
And when you think about just reaction speed, like even on my way over here, granted, you know, I had a little incident I swear my driving record is clean. But it's like things do get dangerous. So it's putting those plans together and then also having the conversation. Like, listen, if things get bad, don't go out. You know, give us a call. We'll figure something out. We'll get you food. We'll get you, you know, if God forbid power goes out, you know, set up with a generator.
And if people don't have family, you've got to have at least a neighbor, you know, that can run some errands for you prior, I would think, to any storm even developing.
Even a lot of the local senior centers are phenomenal resources. I learned a few years ago they would get calls saying, listen, I'm stuck in my driveway. I don't have anybody to help. And we always got connected with them and saying, hey, listen, if you get a call from a senior in need, just let us know and we'll go over there. And I remember shoveling snow in a two-piece suit. put some bags over the shoes. We were good.
You know, I also wanted to bring something else up, if you don't mind me. It's a sore subject, but it's certainly relevant this time of year with the holidays less than a week away, Christmas being less than a week away, Hanukkah just a few days away. Holiday depression with senior citizens.
Yes, yes.
You know, if they've lost their husband, their wife, and it's their first Christmas, or maybe they're... maybe someone's been deceased for 10 years, you know. It's still not easy. Yeah. And can you talk a little bit about
absolutely.
That?
Absolutely. I think it took me, I have two daughters, Nyla and Taryn, and with my wife Angie. And it took me having a family to realize how the holiday memories, how important they are, and how those really last a lifetime. It's not really the material things that we do get. And how I will have those memories forever. And then I think, you know, what about the 90-year-old woman who, you know, maybe the family's out of state now, and, you know, kids are obviously all grown up with grandkids, and it's like all the joys of that bustling household, those aren't there anymore for them. But those memories are, so those holidays can become very, in a time of joy, can become very sad.
So what do you recommend people doing? You know, if they've got a mom or a dad who's experiencing the Christmas or, you know, without, you know, their spouse.
Everybody needs a purpose in life. I think as people, we always want to contribute, and especially around the holidays. Yeah. You know, I always say, get your loved ones involved in as much as possible. And sometimes things may be slightly inconvenient for us, but think about the difference that it's going to make for somebody else.
Good. Getting them involved in active in the festivities of the season.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And we have a gal right now at our community who has... She put on that large Thanksgiving every year, and it was pivotal. It was one of those, talking to her family, they're like, yeah, just don't interfere with what she's doing.
Well, but sometimes they just want to be left alone, and they, you know, they're not feeling the spirit that everybody else is feeling. So it's hard. Sometimes it's a challenge to get them involved. You know?
Absolutely, and I would say it's sometimes I would say walk in somebody else's shoes for a little bit.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I learned
many times,
quite often, I've done a lot of walking in some shoes, and it made me realize that, you know, if they say, well, you know what, Grandma's a little bit, she always gets down around this time of year. It's like, you got to step back and realize, think about why.
Yeah.
There's always a reason why, and that's why I always say, you know, sometimes it's the little things that we do which is going to make the biggest difference.
That's a good point.
Especially with kind of doing what I do and working with seniors every day. Sometimes it's not necessarily about how do I make this person's day. It's like, how do I just make this moment the best that it can be for them? Because it's that little 5 minutes here, 5 minutes there that I may not know will make just a world of difference in their day.
It's true, Brad.
And if I can make that day just a little bit better, I've done my job. Even if it takes me 18 hours a day.
Now. Can you give us, so the folks that are listening this morning know exactly where you are?
Absolutely. We are located at 142 Cooper Avenue, right in Simsbury. It is located in the Ridge at Talcott Mountain development.
Mm-hmm.
We just got our new monument sign now, so at least we're a little bit more visible, which I'm excited about.
All right.
And we are open for business 24 hours a day.
Of course.
But be easy on me and don't at least get some.
Don't hit you up Christmas
hours.
Eve at midnight, right? How would you... and I know we're running out of time here, so we can get maybe for maybe in a minute or less. How would you approach the topic of senior living with a loved one, with a senior?
That is a very good and common question that I get asked a lot. I say one of the most important things is never approach it like the decision's already been made, even if we know that that you know there's a safety risk and the quality of life is deteriorating. Think about all those things that senior may have given up. Maybe it could be driving, finances, don't have control. They still need to have some control over the decision because ultimately it's their life. And I would say there's certain terms that we throw around a lot. One of them is, you know, like that nursing facility. We hear that a lot. And if you think about it, assisted living, especially communities such as ours with just the amenities and just the overall style and layout, those didn't exist 20, 30 years ago. So when people think of nursing facility, your mind goes to a different place.
True.
So be very strategic in your language. And ultimately, it's like, let that senior, that individual, be a part of the process. Because ultimately, it's when they come to their own realization that maybe the next step is important, that's when they'll take it.
That's a great point, Dash. And not only that, schedule a no pressure, no obligation tour of Anthology Senior Living. I'm going to tell you, this is Brad knows because we went there together. You have to witness this for yourself. There's nothing I can say verbally. This is you need to experience this.
It was fabulous.
Brad and I are super fans.
Makes me so happy to hear. I will say you are absolutely right. On our website, we have a new virtual tour, which you can kind of get that realtor view of the community.
Sure.
It looks fantastic. However, it's like when you have to go and see and feel.
Yeah, you really do.
Really believe.
You really do. Dash, really quickly, we actually are out of time. Once again, your phone number, your website, and how can people reach you to schedule that tour?
Absolutely. You can give us a call anytime at 860-317-7101.
Say it again.
860-317-7101. Ask for Renee or Stephanie. They'll give you a great tour and probably feed you.
They will. They do.
Just lay off my macaroons. Those things are delicious. And you can go check us out on our website at www.anthologyseniorliving.com.
Brad and I are super fans. We love you.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
Stephanie and Renee, we love you as well. Thank you so much, Dash, for being with us this morning. And the continued success. I know that you've already been, receiving and experiencing yourself since your big grand opening.
God bless you.
Oh, it's a pleasure.